and daf chav tesam et beis, starting peirik lulav hagozel. Zogt de mishne lulav hagozel vahayovish posel shalasheirav shaliranidachas posel niktam roishoy nifritzu alov posel musti nifridu alov kosher. Let us just learn a little Rashi, so know some tight shverta. Lulav hagozel. So Rashi says, lulav kaf shel tmorim. Rashi comes to tell us it does not mean, sometimes the Gemara can speak about lulav, and it means the set of lulav hadasim varovis. So we make the broche, shikshad mitzvah, it's one on the tilas lulav, which means the set. But here it means the mean of lulav alone. Kaf shel tmorim, bahodotoni hodos, va'arove ba'ape nafshayu. Gozel, posel, ulakachtem, lochem ksiv, mishelochem. That's why gozel is posel. Yovesh, the be'ina mitzvah muhuderes, dechsiv va'anveyu. As she brings, so the makir is al tzakeli va'anveyu, that we'll see taisvis. Shal asheira, Elon Shaiv den Oisoi Avaidazore Ubigmore Meforish Taime, what's wrong with that? Pshalir Hanidachas Mishum de Lasreifa Koi Dirsiv Veskol Shalolo Tikpoits and you burnt it? And what's wrong if it's Aimid Lasreifa Velulev Boy Shir Dalit Fochim Kidala Kamon? Pekivin the high Lasreifa Koi Ein She Ure Kayim the Chesoruf Domi. Now, Rashi says a mouthful over here. Rashi is telling us that the whole lumdis of, Rashi says, l'sreifekoi, kisorov domi, does not mean that it's command the lesser. There are other rishonim, the ritve by us, it would seem like that, other rishonim aram, according to Rav Shimon who holds, kolomid l'sreif kisorov domi, one is not permitted to write a get on a dova hoimid lisreif, even though there's no shir by a get, because it's command alesa, it's burnt, it's non-existent. Rashi somehow is malkiv, Rashi here, Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, daf chav ches, samed aleph. It seems to be malkiv, the din of hoimid lisreif, and kesorev domi, is only a haloche, which is a chesorin in the din shir. When you need a shir, there's a certain shir, so this is megareya the chshivas of the shir. But not more than that. Something that does not need a shir, so oimed lisroif would not be megareya. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Niktam roishoi posel deloihavi hodo. See exactly in Taisis what Niktam Roishay means. Nifritzu alof, mishedre, ve'einam mechuborim, ela al yedei agude. Ki chufye shekeiren ashkube, lav hodohu. Now, the Kapis Tmorim explains Rashi as follows. The Kapis Tmorim is on Taisis. That Rashi, number one, nifritzu alof means that the alim were torn off completely. Nifritzu alof mishedre, ve'einam mechuborim, el al yedei agude. They're only attached to the lulav al yedei agude, ki chufye, this is sort of similar to a broom. A broom, you also have leaves, and you attach them, you ma'agid them, so that's how you make a broom. So the leaves are attached to the shedre al yedei agude. No. But let us be mamtik a little bit. Taisus brings down a tesefta that is speaking about Reiv Alim. Reiv Alim were cut off from the Shedra. So there's a Miyat Alim, which are still attached to the Shedra. Let us add a few more words. And the so that therefore, if it would be a Shedra without Alim, that L'cheir Estamaze would be possible. You don't say the Psul is Lav Hodahu. No, Pshat is there are Alim, but the alim, which are mechubet to the shedre, are alim, which the lulav does not look to muhudadik with these alim alone. So what did he do? So he took these torn off alim, and he attached them, he tied them, and now it looks not bad. Now it looks like a good lulav. Later the story is told of a beautiful esrig that was sold to a great Rebbe, and was a Yaneva esrig with a pitim. Then they found out the pitim was from a different esrig and it was stuck in with a needle. So it looked beautiful. The Rebbe chapter says more pikchus and ruach hakodesh, that there was two esrigim put together, but it looked beautiful. Al kaponim, here Rashi also is saying that that's what occurred over here. That means you have a miyat alim, and you have, but it's not mahudadik, so they took these cut off alim and they were ma'agadit to the lulav, and now you have a lulav with a lot of alim. Now Rashi says it is not hoda, lav hodahu. Now we could learn pshat and Rashi in two eifanim. One way we could learn lav hodahu because it's patlonish vinishtvi. It doesn't look too nice if it's not attached to the shedre. You can't make such a good job with agat to make it like a look like a real lulav. So bepoil it's not hoda. That's one way you could learn. Or perhaps we could learn a more lumda shayfin, that the din hador is not the way it seems to the naked eye. The din hador is that be'etzim it has to be hador. And lav hodoru, because it's not, if without this fake attachment, it's not mahudar, so the fake attachment doesn't make it mahudar, because need mahudar be'etzim. Be'etzim, we find, two distinct svaris in this inyan. The Shari Tshuva in Hilchas Lulav brings down about dyeing. If you have a whitish lulav, you'll feel very embarrassed, sukkis, to go with your whitish lulav. So he speaks about the alim of the lulav, and it'll look beautiful. He just suggests you shouldn't sell it for as a fresh lulav, because that's a shiloh v'inoah. Of Gezel, but like this, the only problem he has, maybe it's about Toysef, you're adding another mean, a Chazusa Lav Milse, that's his pilpul. But the Shari Tshuva seems to assume that Be'etzem, dying a lulav, there's nothing wrong with it, and you're accomplishing something with dying the lulav. Now you'll have a lulav Mahuda. The Gam Horev, it's further on a Toysef Daf Lamed Aleph, speaks about a green estrig, about dyeing it. It should look yellow, have it a nice color. So there he mentions this for him, that it's not mehuda, that you need it should be mehuda be'etzem. Stama say that what you're putting on a color on it does not make it mehuda dig. So the Rashi, we could perhaps learn two ways, that either lav hodo, Rashi says it's not hodo, so either Rashi also b'metzis, it's not hodo, or halachically it's not hodo, because this is a fake hiddo. Even though this is an alma de shikre, but al kaponim abisalem estaf medachom, especially when you're taking the dalad minim. Nifridu alav kosher, Sarashi says, nifridu alav mechuborim hein b'shedre. Here the alim are attached to the shedre. It's different than nifritzu, which are not mechubet to the shed. O shlomay lahem nifrodim lakan lakan. They are separated ka'anfei ilon, like branches of a tree. So that's kosher. The branch, if the alei ha'ululiv are spread out, it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Eime yegdenu milamaylo. Im nifridu alav, Rashi says, if the alim are separated, yeogdeim, he should tie them together, shiu oilim im ha'shedre, that the alim should go up together with the shedra, kishalolovim. They should not be separated from the shedra. Tzinei har habalzel, lulovim which grow in har habalzel, ksheiros. That's a kosher lula. Rashi, tzinei har habalzel, meforish bigmore, exactly what their distinction is. Tzinei dikolim, these are the kolim which grow in har habalzel, ksheira lulovim shalahem. There are short alim, bein oilim im orko shel shedra, but we'll see later if roishay shel zeh b'tzad ikrei shel zeh, So that's called a kosher lulav. Lulav sheyesh boi shloisha tvachim kedei lenaneya boi kosher. Kedei lenaneya boi. Beforish bigmore, shloisha tvachim tehei hashedre keneged orkoi shel hodos. You need three tvachim that should go together with the length of the hodos. V'tefach yoisa kedei lenaneya. That means that the Mishnah lulav sheyesh boi shloisha tvachim uchedei lenaneya boi, and then you have another tefach that which enables you to be menaneya. The beinen ninua, we need ninua. Kidla kamon. Gemara says later, malo moirid moilech umevi latze ruches rois utlolim roim. Now. Ledavoini, I don't understand what Rashi is saying over here, but let us just look 1 minute, the Gemara Vayta Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Veheichan hoyu menanin, behoidu l'Hashem t'chila besoy. So the Mishnah starts speaking about where you make the ninui. Let us jump to the Gemara. Ninua man dechar shmei. Who is talking about ninua? You jump ready where you make the ninua. So the Gemara says, "Hosam koi." The Tan is going on our Mishnah. Kol lulav sheyesh by shloisha tvachim kedela naneya by kosher. So you see from the Mishnah that there is a tzeirach of ninua. So when do you make the ninua? Kama heichan menanim. Where are you menanei? Let us see Rashi for a minute. Ninua man dechar shmei she odam chayv lenaneya the pshita leletane v'kaboy heichan ho yemenanin who says b'chla yemenaneya Gemara says our mishnah kedei lenaneya boy alme mitzvah lenaneya kedei lekamon the Gemara says later latze ruche yisroiz utlolim roi let's go a little further nan hosam shtei alechem ushnei kibsei atzeres Keitzad hoya oise, meniach shtei alechem al gabi shnei hakvosim, meniach yodoi tachteyen, umeinif, umeinif, which is a lotion of swinging, umoilech umeivi, mala umoirit, shenema ashehunaf va ashehulam. So there was a din hanofe and harome by shtei alechem. Now, the Gemara says, what is the purpose of this? Meilech u meivi malo meirit, omar Rabbi Yochanan, meilech u meivi, lemish al baruchay shalom. Malo meirit, lemish shamayim v'oret shalom. That's the Indian. You're showing who the balabos is, al baruchay shalom, shamayim v'oret shalom. Bemarove masno hochi, in Eretz Yisrael, they said a different lomdus, omar Rabbi Choma baruch, omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine, Moilech umeivik, de latze ruches rois, malo moirik, de latze tlolim royim. Let us just see Rashi. Lemi sha'al baruches shaloi, mitzvizu on the oisim, lishmoi, kein mare banafosi. That's what he's showing with the hanofe, lemi sha'al baruches shaloi. And Rabbi Yochanan says, a different time. Now, we have over here in this Gemara, we're speaking about the Zayin of Melech Umevi, Mala Umeirit. And we have here a Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, what the reason of this ceremony is. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan says, the reason, Misha Abaruchay Shaloi, Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina says, okay, that is the reason. Now, just one more nekude. The translation of ninua, what does ninua mean? Ninua means kiskus, no, ninua means kiskus ha'alen. That is what the Ran says further. There's a whole Ran over here, and the Ran says that is the taich ninua. that you shake the leaves. That is the inyan of ninua. Now there's a whole machlokes Rishonim, the Ran explains, when do you shake the leaves? While you are making the Moilech or maybe when you end the Hailoch, there's a whole Machlokes HaRishonim, The Ran, this will say, just like tell the Loshen of the Ran, that you'd chesem at base, bedafi arid, this will start in the middle of something. Yeah, he brings over here. So let's start in the middle of the Ran, which is not a good practice. But again, alone, let's start from that. The Ran says in the Bemas Omarov, in the middle of the Sagi, the Meilech Umevi Malo Meirit, Ulefize Ein Tzorich Belulev Kiskus V'Tirup. You don't need the kiskus v'tirav, shaking of the leaves, ella meilech umevi male umeiret. That's all what you need. You have to put it into in the swing it in these directions. V'chein kosav harav Rav Yitzchak Evan Geis. That's what you need. So, aval ein zeh nochen shim kein lami tzricha b'gmore she'alulav yoytzi ala hodas tefach, that the lulav has to protrude over the hodas atefach, kedelin aneya boy. What's that kedelin aneya? Eveloid bekoshu, ben godel, ben cotton. There's a chilek if it's sticking over the hadasim, if it's small. Just swinging it and lifting it by some emailer. Why do you need kedelin aneya boy? Elevadai lefisha tzach litroi falulev. You have to go and shake the alim lekaskes ba'olov itzrichu by tefach oidev kedei lenanei boys. You need an extra tefach for ninua. So that's what the Ran says. That's how we paskin lahaloche, that the ninua is that means besides going in all four directions lamaila lamato, is also an Indian of Ninua. Now let's go back to our Mishnah. Lulav sheyesh by shloisha tvochim. The lulav has shloisha tvochim. That's the shear that the lulav already is tied together. We have to understand the three tvochim, they're tied together to the hadasim and the arovis. You can't shake them. It's all tied together. So that you can't shake. You need uchedelen aneya boy plus the shir nanua, then it's kosher. You need that the lulav should protrude a tefach over the other minim kedelen aneya boy. Now let us go back to Rashi in the Mishnah. Kedelen aneya boy meforsh gemar shloisha tefachim pei hashedra keneged orkei shel hodos. You need the shedra. That's the shedra alone, but you're not nanei with the shedra. The Be'inan Ninua. We need Ninua. So now Rashi is going to bring a raya that you need Ninua. That means who says you need Ninua? So Rashi says, Kitalakamon, the Gemara says, Ma'ala Meirit, Meilech Omebi, Latzeruch Esrois, Atlolim Roim. So Rashi just mixed in a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanine. And Rashi gives the reason why you need Ninua. This is a reason also by Shtei Alechem also. When you learn Shtei Alechem also, you make Malo Moirit. What's Pshat in this? Is Rabbi Yechon said like this? Bebarova they said like this? So this is reasons for going in all four directions. So Rashi says that you need Ninua. And Rashi picks Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanine, because Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanine said, Latzer Ruch Eischois. So where do you see that you need Ninua from this? And it's very interesting. Rashi and Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, Rashi is very repetitious. The Gemara on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis says, who says you need Ninua? So the Gemara brought down our Mishnah. So the whole Mekor that you need Ninua is our Mishnah. So Rashi, the Gemara brings our Mishnah. So what it says in the Mishnah, Kedela Naneya, boy, Alme Mitzvah Naneya. Rashi says, Kedelakamon Latzeruches Rois Utloim Utlolim Roim. So what did Rashi see in this? I mean, the Rashi, it's very interesting. The Gemara says the Makar of the new is our Mishnah. And Rashi says the Makar of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina in the Yerushalmi. Which is just telling us a lundus for Melech and maybe a Mala Meirin. L'chayre. It seems al kaponim that, I really don't know pshat in this whole Rashi. In the Rehitas Advarim, Rehitas Advarim, this is going on Shtei Alechem also. So Mamela, so then there's no Shaykhis at all with Kiskis Alam. So I really don't understand Rashi. Okay, let us see Taisvis. Lulev Yavesh Posel. Umeforish Bigmore. Mishum de Iskish Lulev Laesrig. Dersiv Bey Hoda. Veloike Moshe Perish Hakuntris. Mishum Dersiv Zekeli Van Veil. Now, in order to appreciate this Taisvis, let us just see the Gemore Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph for a few minutes, and then we'll go back to Taisvis. The Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph Amad Aleph says as follows. It's more or less a little after the half of the Amid. Tana, we learned Yovesh Posel. We're speaking about a Lulev HaYovesh. So the Tana Kama says Yovesh is Posel. Rabbi Yehuda Marshe. Rabbi Yehuda says a Lulev HaYovesh is Kosh. Omar Rove, Machloikis Belulut. The whole Machloikis is Belulut. The Rabbonon Sovri Makshinon Lulav Laesrik. Maesrik Boy Hodor Af Lulav Boy Hodor. The Posuk says, Pri Eitz Hodor, Vikapis Mam Daflamed Aleph Amad Aleph. Yeah. Bigmod Daflamed Aleph Amad Aleph, it's after the middle of the Omid, Tane Yovesh Posuk. Rabbi Yehuda Marshe, Omarove, Machloikis Belulav. This is a Machloikis of Yovish is Posel or Kosher. The whole Machloikis is by Lulav. The Rabbon and Sovri Makshinen Lulav LeEsrik. It says Priyetz Hodo. So we know that Esrik has to be Hodo. And Esrik cannot be Yovish. In the Tanakam holds, we're Makish Lulav LeEsrik. It says Priyetz Hodo Vikapis Tomorim. So Makish Kapis Tomorim to pre-eight, so just like pre-eight has to be hodo, so the lulav also has to be hodo. Ma esrik boy hodo, raf lulav boy hodo. Rabbi Yehuda sova loy makshina lulav la esrik. You're not makish lulav la esrik. Let's not go into the mechanics of the sugya. Why you are makish? Why you're not makish? Okay, point. We have a machloikis. Avo be esrik divrei hakel hodo beinim. Esrik, everyone holds you need hod. It says priyetz hodo, but there's a shayla yemakish lulav leesrik. Period. That's an egei alone. So now let's start looking at Taisvah. So Taisvah says lulav yovesh posel umeforish bigmore. That's our gemara daflamed aleph. Why is a lulav yovesh posel? Mishum deiskish lulav leesrik derseiv bei hodo. It says hodo. By Esrik it says Hodo, so Lulav Ayovish is Posel, because you're Makish, Lulav Lesrik. V'loike Moshe Perish HaKuntris Meshum Dersiv Zekeli Van Veyu, not the way Rashi says, the Ein Van Veyu Ela Lechatchile, V'loi Mifsel Bohochi, won't become possible in America, the Mucher Perikame, Domri Rabbonon, Lulav Mitzvah Le'ogdai Meshum Shenema Zekeli Van Veyu, Loi Ogdai Kosha. Now, we're bekant, Taisvis, when Taisvis disagrees with Rashi, Taisvis shtarzach nish. Taisvis could, Taisvis asks if there's a... So this Taisvis is very modern. Taisvis, first of all, says pshat in the Mishnah, you know why it's possible, because yamakish lulav le'esrik. Fine. But that's what Taisvis is telling us. Rashi says it's possible because it's a keli van veyu. Oh, there's a gemara in the first peirik that says a keli van veyu does not possible with the ever, so we can't say like Rashi. I mean, why do you have to go to the first peirik? There's a gemara further, but peirik's not like Rashi. Why do you have to go up to Sazoi? Taisa says it, says I edel, that that's the reason, and not like Rashi, not because of the Gemara further, but because I found a stira to Divrei Rashi, which is very modern. So we have to understand this. So it could be the reason that Taisvis was so edel, the Meiri, you have to learn the sugya. The Gemara Lamaisa falls off from the Solstik Torah. There's only a Habamin in the Gemara. The Solstik Torah of Rove, the Gemara falls off in Rabbi Yehuda al Kaponim. So Memele, so it's not Muchach that this remains. So you can't ask Akasha. This was Rove started saying this, and then a part of this memory is Obgefrekt. Could be the whole thing is Obgefrekt. In Rabbi Yehuda is Zichar wrong. So it could be it's wrong in the Rabbonin also. So Taisva says, no, in the Rabbonin, that's the Pshat. That's a matter of opinion already. Could be if Rav is abgefragt, he's in ganzen abgefragt. The Chassam Sofer says, Amoyredik is acht, that Rav said, Amoyredik is shtik teure. That Rav said, priates hodor, hodor is Hashem atoyar. It's telling us how the Esrik has to be. That's not pshat in priates hodor. Priates hodor, that's the shame ha'etzim of the peiri. So if it's a toyar, it's telling us how the peri has to look. So then you can have a pilpul makshinin lulav lesle gay makshinin. But lefiya emes hodor is ador biloni mishana lashana. It's something else. That's a shame ha'etzem. So memelus ha'machlal is no din hodor. So this gemara is not so poshut. It's not so poshut. So therefore, Taisvis just said, but I hold this shtickel is emes. The first half of Rav is emes. That's the time of the Rabbonin by Yovish is possible. Rabbi Yehuda, we're not talking about Rabbi Yehuda now. That's why, but Taisvis didn't chepper with Rashi too much from this Gemara because it's debatable if we paskin like this Gemara. So therefore, when Taisvis wants to be chaylik on Rashi, so Taisvis says, but the reason of Rashi cannot be the true reason, because our Mishnah says that Yovesh is posel, and Zekeli Vanveyu is only a din lechatchile, it is not a posel b'diyev. That's Taisvis Kasha. Now, on Taisvis Kasha, there are a few very nice terutzim. The Meiri says, you have to know everything is relative. That means Agad, the Agad of Olulim, that's a hiddur in the Lekicha. We'll see, it makes it nicer if it's Mugid. We'll mention later a beautiful Sfor of Davni Neza. But that's not, if it's not Mugid, it's not so nice. Some of Melech, not so nice, but it's not possible. It's not so nice. It's noy lefon of a mitzvah. Talis noy, tzitzis noy. If you don't have a talis noy, so it's not so nice. But it's not. It doesn't passel it. Masha einkein yovesh nitel kol hadoroi mimenu. The Meiri says that means it's the Yerushalmi calls it a meis. Lo yameisim aleluka. You have a white lulav. Not only a white lulav. It's dead. I mean, the Yerushalmi calls it nitel kol hadoroi mimenu. So Memele, that's the hepech of Zekeli Vadveyu. I'm bringing Mamish something that Nitl Kol Adore Mimena. So there could be it's Taki Posel. So that's a teretz on Taisvis Kasha. That's what the Meiri wants to say. So Zekeli Vadveyu is relative. It matters if you're missing a Miktsas Hodor. So then, it's only at psulah chatchila. You're missing the complete hodah nita kol hador memenu. That's akapoisel, because that's mamish a hepech of the rotzen of teira of zekeli vanveil. Rav Neizer says a beautiful teretz. Rav Neizer says as follows: He says, "What's the hiddur of zekeli vanveil? Of lulav tzorich agad mishum zekeli vanveil? You have to." You have to be ma'agad the three minim because it says zakeli vavei. We state in zakeli vavei, you have to be ma'agad. So he says as follows. The whole makir of igodis, we have vovin. That means the pasuk is very interesting. The pasuk says, ulkachtum lachem v'yemerishim priyeitz hodo. Fine. Kapois tmorim. Va'anaf eitz oveis ve'arvei nachol. So we see from the pasuk, the kapois tmorim, va'anaf eitz ovis va'al v'nachol have to be together. That's there's a vav achibul. The esrig and the lulav, it doesn't say pri eitz oda v'kapos tmorim. pri etzada kapis tamorim. So we see the kapis tamorim vanaf etzavis val veinachol, that should be together, and the esrig should be separate. That is the makoyer that we hold the lulav in one hand, the lulav with the adasim and arovis in one hand, and the esrig in the other hand. And others hold b'diyevid, you're not yoytze, you hold everything in one hand, because fakel, the Torah was magdir to us that the ifna lakicha should be pri etzodo kapos tmorim. And kapos tmorim va'anaf etzoveis va'al ve'nachol. When it comes to going around with the Hishanis, people have a problem with a Siddur and the Dalad Minim, so they hold the Siddur in the left hand and they're holding the Dalad Minim with the right hand, which he holds this is not the proper way one should do it, because the Oifen Alekiche is in one hand three Minim, in the other hand the Esrik. How to do it? There's an answer for that. About Kaponim, that's Tamazei Maimer Amuska. But let's get back to Rabbi Nezer. Rabbi Nezer says, so the Posik tells us that the three Minim should be, the three Minim, there should be an Agad Yad. That's the Vav Achibu. Kapis Tmorim, Va'anaf Eitzovis, Va'anaf, there should be an Agad Yad. The Torah wanted them to be together. They wanted them to be mugid. If I'll go and tie them together, so that's a hiddur and the vodim. That's the vanaf eitzovis. There's a greater chibur. There's a chibur. Not only I'm holding them together, the takit tied together. That's a hiddur in the vodim. Fine. Now, what is the halacha? If I pick each one up separate, so meikir adin yoyitzer. So the whole din of the chibur hagimel minim is only al chatchila de kedin. Now the igud is a hidur and this al chatchila de kedin. That's what it is. Al chatchila one should be ma'agid the three minim biyadoi, and if it'll be ma'ugid al yedei kesher kabaldik. That's a keli vaveyu. That's a nicer igud than agad yad. But the igud of Zekeli Vanveyu can't be more chomor than the ikedin of igud, which is only al-chadchila dikedin. So Taisvis says, so what's the kashan rashi? Taisvis, but aray, the gemosism lo yogdai kosher. Shum lo yogdai kosher. Because this is a hiddur in the mitzvah of Agad Yad, and the mitzvah of Agad Yad is only al-chadchila dikedin. So memelism lo yogdai kosher, but what shaykhis does this have to our Mishnah? Here we're speaking about the Etzem Lulim has to be Zekeli Vanveyu. So Memeila, so here could be, if it's Yovish, it's Pakepos. Vahayovish Tahoche, now we're finished. Okay, so Taisvus disagrees with us. Vahayovish Tahoche, Ein Leforish, Kama Yovish, the Perk, Ein Amidim. This Nan, now Taisvus had a problem. Place had a problem it says lulav hayovish is posel, esrog hayovish, hodos hayovish, rov hayovish, else it says it's posel. And the Tane did not bother to tell us what the sheer yevashis is. I mean, that's very modne. Yovish, if it's dry, it's posel. But what is the sheer? So Taisvis held mistome. There's another place in Shas that speaks about the psul yevashis, and Mistama the Tana meant that the nilmet sosam in amafoyrish. So he had done yovish is puzzle. So look all over Shas. If there's a din in yovish, so you'll be able to learn out one from the other. So what is the yovish that is puzzle over here? So Taisvis says ein lefosh ve yovish teperke mamidim disnan. There we learned achatzanim shel nochim yeveshim mutarim. There it says yovish is mutar. They're speaking about that achatzanim shel nochim. The pits, that means goyim had grapes, or maybe they made wine out of it, and so the chatzanim had some of the wine, which was Yein Akum, became Nivla in the pits. So, Yeveshem, if these pits dried up, there's no more Lachluchis in them, Mutorim. Forish Bigmore Yeveshim, when is it called Yovesh? That there's no Lachluchis anymore in these Chatzanim. La'achash name Osa Chodesh. After 12 months passed by, so then it dries up completely. So maybe that would be Pshat and our Yovesh, the same Yovesh like it says over there. So Taisa says that can't be. Damrina Lakamon Gabi Hodos Yovesh Yovshu Roiv Alov. There it says that if you have a hodos and the roiv of the alim are dried out, and there is still shloisha badi alim lachim ali lachim, it's ksheirim, so they kosher. So Taisa says alme ein hayeveshes toli b'shneim osa chodesh. That means if the sheer yovesh is that 12 months elapsed since it had a contact with lachluchis, so you can't have that the bottom alim are yeveshim and the top alim alachim. The same 12 months passed by on the top alim also, so it can't be 12 months. Now agavuche we see from here, we're talking about a lulav ayovesh, and Taisa means the raya from a hodos ayovesh. Taisa's held that you have all four minim have to have the same shear. Since it says Yovesh Tam, and the Torah was not, and the Tana was not Megala, what the shear Yoveshus is, so Mestome, there is a common shear, which the Tana someplace in Shas was Megala. Ela Yeshloime Yoveshus, the Hochikma Yoveshus, Oizen Bechoyel. The Snan, another Mishnah, the Snan Beperk, Alei Lamumi, Rabbi Yosef, and Meshulam, Oimer, Yovshat Shetein Nefreches Betzipoyim. That when it's brittle, that it is nefreches betzipoyrim, so then it is, then that's the shir yovesh. And it would seem that they saw this is the shir, this is a big cooler what Tais was saying. Other rishonim learn as soon as it gets white, it nislab in its puzzle, and by a lulav it gets white before it gets brittle. Now kaponim, so Taisva says, but again, this is, white is a made up shear. The Tana never told us such a shear. This is egen the Torah. Taisva seemed to hold that the shear yevashis, if the Tana told us yevash is possible, the shear yevashis mistame was written in another place in Shas, and we have to be lul meitzosim in amafirish. So Taisva holds a gavaldike kula, that the shear yevashis is when it becomes brittle, because that is a shear that is mentioned in Masechtas Peiros by Yovesh. The Gamhorovitz Tain is l'chayre, something that is brittle, the psul is not hodor, it's feltach and the shear adover, it's a problem. Let's go further. Niktam roishoy, l'chayre mayri bishnei alim ho'emtza'ayim hayoytzim meroish ha'shedra. We know that all the leaves of the lulav are double. They're all double leaves. They're folded over in the center. So niktam roishe. So roishe means the roish, the spitz of the lulav. So it was niktam. It was chopped off. So l'chayre mayri b'shnei alim ha'imtzayayim, the two middle leaves, that means the middle leaf, which is double. Hayaytze mireish ha-shedra, that is the roish halulat. Avol kosha, the bigmore kama Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, nitlo hatiyoymis posel. If this, again, this is the middle leaf, hatiyoymis, is posel. Behein oysan ha-alim om tsa'ayim. So now it's very modern. Our Mishnah says that if the tap was taken off, that's the posel. And Rav Shuma Levi says if the whole leaf was taken off, it's posel. So please, if the top is taken off, it's posel. So Fashtetzich, if the whole leaf is taken off, it's posel also. Ravila beniktem roishe posel, kolshkein notle legamri. Bitzorich loima, so if it's a problem, the niktem roishe mayri beroiv ha'alin ha'yoinim. Roishe does not mean the top leaf, the tiyaymis, the middle leaf, nor means the roish of the lulav, which are speaking about the top leaves. that roiv of the top leaves were chipped off. That's the type of niktam roish. Inami itzter, but Yeshua ben Levi is telling us, but if the top leaf was completely removed, then that's a psul of nitla hatayimis. But nitla roishai is not, is not dependent on the top leaf, it is the top leaves. Inami, a second terz, itzach le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lashminin nitlo, salkedaitach the choshev hoder tvei miniktam. So Taisvis says, maybe, Fakad is telling us a chiddush, if you see the top leaf and it's chipped, it hits you in the eye, so that's poshev, it's not hoder. But what is if the leaf was completely taken off, so then it's unnoticeable. So you look at the lulav. Nebuchadnezzar, I once saw, brought down, there was a lulav, soicher, that Lamai said, he took off, everyone looks at the top leaf, so he Lamai said, removed this middle leaf, and the people who weren't too big mevinim, they were just looking at the top, they didn't chap what he did. And the top, the side leaves were gans, and he was selling gans to lulavim. And ledavineinu. But it's taka b'kaponim, you see, he had learned the taisvis. Taisvis taka says, here, if it's here, and you don't see the top, so that the skeleton hoda. But it's completely removed, I would think it's hoda. So taisvis says, it's also possible. The choshev hoda tvei miniktam. So he's telling us that that's also possible. Inami nitlo achas minatiyoimis. Maybe nitlo achas minatiyoimis. The beniktam le nipsula Elohim kein niktamu shteim. Now, Taisus in the third text is telling us as follows. As we mentioned before, the top leaf is like all leaves are double leaves. Now, niktam roishai means that the roish of the lulav was niktam. Now what'll be if you'll separate the two leaves, the two double leaves, and it'll be niktam one half of the leaf. That means one side of the double leaf was niktam. So you have here, so the roish halulav was not niktam because the other half of the leaf is there. So niktam roish is only possible if the complete leaf is chipped off. So then it's niktam roish halulav. But has a head, it still has a head, no, one half of the leaf was taken off, so mamela, there's no psul of niktam roishay. That he says, nitlo hatiyaymis. But if this half a leaf was taken, I mean, the whole oirech ha'olo was taken off, that's nitlo hatiyaymis. So the tiyum, the doubleness was taken away, because you only have one single leaf over here. Elon ke niktam mushne. So that's the three terutzim that Taisva says. Nivretzu alov, so Taisa says, Beroiv alin airi, kidisanya betisefta. Nivretzu alov means that most of the alim were nifrats. Upeirish bekuntres, Rashi says, pshatche nivretzu min ha-shedre shaloi, that there was nifrats from the shedre, ve'ena mechuborim elei de agude. Mashme shereitzu loimer, seems that Rashi is saying, shenitlishu legamri min ha-shedre, was completely taken off from the shed. The mashma came by Gemara. The Mrine Nifritzu, the Gemara explains what does Nifritzu mean. The Ovid Kichufye. It was made Kichufye. It was made like a broom. The Ha'olim Shenitlishu Min HaShedra Hutzi Mikru. The Olim, that means Olim which are separated from the Shedra are called Hutzi. Kedamrinem bigmore, omarabe, loy leges inush lulive bohishane, the mishtairi hutzi vahavich tzitze, kloimem orchu yoisem idaim in a rove, bo lkatzeitz mitachas, lo yekatzeitz boide boogdoi, the mishtair ale alule, kshenitlash min hashedra ayedei akzitze. So the Gemara says later as follows. It's speaking about over there that a person had a very tall lulav.
He had the hadassim coming out from, let's say, the middle of the lulav and the rovis on this side. He had a very long lulav. So he decided, why do I need such a long lulav? And everything was attached already. So he went and cut off the bottom end of the lulav, which is not a bad thing to do, so you don't have such a big lulav. Now, but by doing this, there are leaves which go up from the bottom, which now become unattached from the shevra. Now you have loose leaves going up. So the Gemara says, so by doing this, you made now a chatzitza between the hadassim and the lulav. You have here leaves in between, loose leaves, which are chaitzitz between the hadassim and the rovitz and the lulav. So the Gemara says, don't do this. You want to shorten your lulav, do it gesuntahait, but do it when it's not mu'ugid, do it before it's mu'ugid, and then let all the loose leaves fall down, and then you can do this. Let us again see the Gemara. Amar Rabbe, loy leges inish lulive bahishane, he should not cut his lulav when it is already in a, it's mu'ugid with the hadasim and the rovis, the mishtairi hutzi, because there will remain leaves, loose leaves, v'havi chatzitza, kloima. If the lulav is very long, min harove ubol lekatzeitz mitachas lo yekatzeitz ba'oidoi ba'agudoi, he should not cut it when it is still mu'ugid. The mishtair alei halulav, because the leaves of the lulav. So let us go back to Taisvis. What is Taisvis kasha? Taisvis brought a raya that a loose leaf is called hutzi. That's what we see from the Gemara. Omar Rabbe, leileges inish loliva baishane, the mishtaire will be left over, hutzi. So we see a loose leaf is called hutzi. And what is the kasha and rashi? The kasha and rashi is, because the Gemara says later, nifritzu, what does nifritzu mean? The ovid kichufye, he made it kichufye, he made it like a broom. So, if the Gemara is translating nifritzu, and nifritzu means he's separating the leaf from the shevre, so the Gemara should have said the ovid ki hutzi. He made hutzi. He had a lulav, and the lulav he made loose leaves. That's Taisvis kasha. And Bekevege says he doesn't understand Taisvis kasha because he says that's true. He made leaves, but that was not he made leaves, and he's just taking a bare lulav. He attached the leaves. Vaval pikein it's possible outside. So the Gemara is speaking about the end result. The ovid kichufya. He made it like a broom. That vaval pikein it's possible outside. So the Gemara is not saying what he did. His first actions of removing the leaves from the shedra. The Gemara is saying the whole thing that he had done. He made loose leaves, and then he attached the leaves to the lulav, and now it doesn't look too bad. Aval pikein, it's possible also. That's what Kevegas Taina on Taisvis. Okoponim, Taisvis disagrees. I mean, ahutzin, oisin, chufye. Now Taisvis says, from leaves you make a broom. Kedemrina bagoizel kama, haiman de gozel leliva mechavre, a person stole a lulav, Vavdinu hutzi, and then he made from the lulav, he made loose leaves, koni. So he's kaina bishini maise, mikore lulive vahashta hutzi. Before it was a lulav, and now it became leaves. Hutzi, what happens if he stole loose leaves to begin with? Vavdinon chufye, and he made from the leaves chufye koni. Mikore hutzi vahashta chufye. So Taisa says, what does chufye mean? Vahainu shechile kol olo va'olo lishnai. Chufya means that when you want a broom, you do not take a complete leaf of a lulav and attach these leaves together. That is not a convenient broom. A broom has to be soft and has to be flexible. So the way they used to make brooms used to split the leaves. When they split the leaves, that's how they used to make brooms out of them. So that means, the Ovid ki chufya means he did what one does before he makes a broom. So Taisus learns pshat, nifritzu alav means if roiv of the leaves are split, that is nifritzu alav, the Ovid ki chufya, He did with these leaves what one does with the leaves of a lulav in order to make a broom. Zakta Gemara, Kaposik Vitani, the Mishneh Vasaisim, Lulav Agazel Posel, Loishna Biyantav Rishin, Veloishna Biyantav Sheini. Here, Yantav Sheini means Chalamoit, and the Mishneh seems to be saying that a lulav Agazel is Posel, period. Say the first day on the Psai Chalamai. Bishloime Yavesh, and a Yavesh is also Apostle Chalamai. Bishloime Yavesh, Hodobein and Veleke. So Yavesh, I understand why Yavesh is Apostle, because it's not Hodob. You need Hodob all the days. Ela Gozel, Bishloime Yonte Barishin, Dersiv Lochem, Mishalochem. So it has to be yours. But why can't you use a lulav hagozel chalamoit? What's wrong with a lulav hagozel? You don't need lochem chalamoit. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mishum Rab Shimon ben Yochai, mishum dahavalei mitzvah abo ba'aveira. But the other days it is possible because it is a mitzvah abo ba'aveira. Let us see Rashi. Kaposik v'toni, possible. Tana said posel, and he didn't elaborate. Wasn't Magdal the psul. So it seems loishna biyontav rishin de chiyuvei midiraise, loishna biyontav sheini de lesem in atilas lulav ala midarabona. That it's only a din atila de rabona. De biyoy marishin ksi. Bishloime yovesh posel. So Yovish, I understand why it's possible, even by the Darabonans, given the mitzvah, mishum zeichel amigdash, since it's a mitzvah, mishum zeichel amigdash, ba'inin hido mitzvah. We'll come back to this Rashi. But gozel amai loy, mehechi teisi lemifsaleil, what reason is there to pass? Now, the Rashi, Bishloim Yovish, let's go over this Rashi one more time. Bishleim Yovish Posel with the Rabbono Nami. That means Rashi seems to be cranking a little bit. Why is Yovish Posel? It's a Rabbono, you know. Why is the Posel? It's given the mitzvah hill, since it's a mitzvah, Mishum Zeichel Amigdosh, Beinon Hido Mitzvah. So we need a Hido Mitzvah. Now the Shaila is, why did Rashi have to mention what the reason of the mitzvah is? If Rashi wants to tell us why the Rabbana were Mesakin, Rashi should have said it in the previous Rashi. Yontav Shein did lesson to Yisluv Elmi the Rabbanon, Mishum Zeichel Amigdash. That's why they made the mitzvah. If Rashi wants to inform us the reason of the mitzvah. And if Rashi felt it's not necessary for us to know it now, so Rashi should have said over here, Bishleim Yavish Posel Bid Rabbana Nami, given the mitzvah who, Be'inin Hidah Mitzvah. Why does Rashi, here Rashi says, Mishum Zeichel Amigdash, how does this come in? So, Luli de Mistafina, I thought, perhaps we could say Pshat and Rashi as follows. There's a Gemara later, the Gemara says that Yechon ben Zakkai was Mesakin, that one should take a Lulav, Shivas Yomim, Begvulin, Zeichel Amigdash. It's Zeichel Amigdash. We should remember what was done in the Mikdash. Now, if the mitzvah is Zeichel HaMikdash, so perhaps one could say, Zeichel HaMikdash, so you know, every day of Chalamoid, I'll take out a Chumash, and I'll say the Posik, Esmachtem Osnei Hashem Alakechem Shivas Yomim, just like you make Zeichel HaMaisa Molik, there's also Din Zeichel, there's Sheish Schiris what to do. So you want to remember much what Amalek did, how the Abish punished Miriam. The way you do it is you read the Pasuk, and that's how you remember. So Lochere, we want us to remember what happened in the Mikdash. So Lochere, we should say, this Pasuk is Macht of Nei Hashem Alekechem Shivas Yomim. Ah, when it was of Nei Hashem Alekechem or Shivas Yomim, that's what they did. We see Chazal made a Din Netila. So now we can clara Chakira. So it seems Chazal wanted that the Zikorin should come about through a Dovah Mamoshi, not only through a Posik, Amalek, only, and Miriam was only shaykh with Pesukim. But here, Chazal wanted we should remember that there was a din netila lulav called Shiva b'migdash, so they were mesakin a din netila b'gvulon. That's, we should see it b'chush, there's a din, called Shiva, there's a mitzvah of netila lulav. Now we can clara hakira. So what is pshat? So we could say, pshat is b'emison, the mitzvah is the zikon. You have to remember. You have to remember that there was a smachtim of Nei Hashem Elokeichem Shiva Shem. No, Chazal said that the Zikorin should come about through a Netila. That should be Ma'ira the Zikorin. If you learn like that, so then the mitzvah is the Zikorin. And the Oifen HaZikorin should be Al Yedei Netila. That's one way you could learn. You could learn a second way. You could learn that the mitzvah is not the Zikorin. If a person won't know there was such a thing, that is machtim v'nei Hashem alakechem shiva shomim. He won't know. So lachev, the mitzvah is the zikorin, lachev, he'll have to know, the netila is only eichet timsa to be me'eichet the zikorin, but the mitzvah is the zikorin. That's the first way. The second way, we could say, because Chazal wanted that there should be as eichel amigdash, they were mesakin a mitzvah of netila b'gvulim kol shiva. If you learn like this, so pshat is that the reason for the takone was the zeicha, that's what they wanted, but because they wanted a zeicha, they made a mitzvah of netila. So, not that the mitzvah is the zikorin, and the netila is a tnai, how the zikorin should come about. No, there's a mitzvah of netila. There's a mitzvah of netila. But, why were they misakin a mitzvah of netila? First of all, machanaya mitzvahs. Because they wanted Zeichel HaMikdash. So Zeichel HaMikdash is a reason, and a reason for making the takone, but the takone is there's a mitzvah now to take a lulav kol shiva. Now the reason they made this mitzvah is because of Zeichel HaMikdash. L'may nafkemina in this chakire, so there'll be a nafkemina, is there a din of hiddur mitzvah, the lulav has to be muhderes. If you learn the first way, that the mitzvah is the zikorin. The Chazal said, at night that the zikorin should come about through a netila, then it's mistava to say there's no din hidur mitzvah, because the mitzvah is the zikorin. This is only at night. The zikorin has to come about through a netila, but that's not a mitzvah. There's no din of hidur mitzvah. If the yisayda mitzvah is the zikorin, this is only at night how the zikorin comes about. If you learn the second way, that the Chazal made a mitzvah of netila. No, the reason why they made this mitzvah was because of Zeichel HaMikdash. But now there's a mitzvah's netila. There's a mitzvah's netila, so then we could say that there's a din of hiddur mitzvah. So memele, that actually is what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi says, Rashi over here, if the Gemara says for a double portion, that there's a din of hiddur mitzvah called Shiva, so then you have to say that the mitzvah is the netila. Then you can understand the mitzvah. So Rashi says, "Bishloime yovish posel b'darabono nami." By darabono is also a psul of yovish. Kiven the mitzvah hu mishum zeichel lemikdash. So Rashi says, "What the mitzvah is? It is a mitzvah because of zeichel lemikdash. The netila, not that the mitzvah is the zikorin." And the zikaron should come about al yedei netila. No, mikiven the mitzvah hu mishum zeichel hamikdash. That's how it works. That the zeichel hamikdash is a reason for the mitzvah. Or beinin hiddur mitzvah. So now we need a hiddur mitzvah. Let us see Tosfos. Kaposik v'toni loishna b'yontav rishon loishna b'yontav sheni. Mashma didayik b'diktoni stam v'loy maflik. That means the Mishnah says lulav agozel posel. It doesn't elaborate. So I says it doesn't elaborate. So it's posel. Whenever you take a lulav, it's posel. V'teim amrina lekamon nikev v'chosa kol shu posel. Also says Tam that if it's chosar, it's posel. I forgot the biyontiv sheini kosher. K'amrina lekamon bigmore. V'abchanine matvul bei. The Nofek Bey, Rav Chanina first used to give a bite off his esrig, and then he used to become the mitzvah of Natila's lulav. His bite in the esrig was mala, the esrig, that we have to understand, so he did this before the Natila. So the Gemara asks a kasher, Rabbi Chanina, how can you do such a thing? Chaser is possible. Umuki masnisen beyond tavrishin. And so he says, the Mishnah says chaser is possible. That's yom tavrishin chaser is possible. A kach tem, and either a kichatame. But beyond tavshaini, there's no din of chaser. So Mamela, so we see from Rab Chanina that the Mishnah could say Chosar is possible, and Rab Chanina could say the you have to read between the lines that Chosar is possible, Yom Tov Rishon. So Mamela, how did our Gemara know that Gozel is possible Kol Shiva? V'dayik mi diktoni Gozel v'loiktoni Shol. Oh, this is a Meirdikadik. If it's speaking about Chalamoyt, so if it's only speaking about the first day, so why did he mention Gozel? Shol is also possible. At the end of the sugi, the Gemara brings this raya that is speaking about chalamoy. But we're not up to this diig. V'imishim diktoni gozel dum yediyovesh. Ah, you'll tell me because it says it's gozel's next to yovesh. In yovesh, the Gemara knew is posel kol shiva, so therefore gozel is also posel kol shiva. So Memela, so say the same thing over there. It says Choser Nikev next to Chazozis. Chazozis is possible called Shiva. Me Birushalmi Mash Miktas Mishum Chazozis Le Mifsel Ela Beyontev Rishon. Birushalmi would seem holds that Chazozis is only possible the first day. The Masik Alo, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, some Emelis, so it could be my kashas for Emphat. I said, if you darshan smuchim, and Gozel is possible kol shiv yidum yidu yobesh, so darshan that Nikiv is possible kol shiv yidum yidu Chazozis. But Taisa says the Yerushalmi is mashmed, the Mishim Chazozis le mifsa al beyond Tavrishin. The Masik Alo Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman B'Shem Rav Shmuel Kol Apsulim Einem Psulim Ela B'Yontev Rishin Bevat Tamon Omrin Ruboy Mitzadechot Chayit Meike Ruboy. This is by Chazozes. Find it by Malkimechot Umin L'Kamon Gabi Chazozes. So the Yerushalmi says that Chazozes is also only possible the first day. So Mamela said that my kash is for emphasis. So it could be the kaposik betoni bayosis because of the smuchim, because the tane was masmich gozel to yovesh. And I asked the kash by nikev, why do we darshan smuchim over there? Because chazosis was also only possible one day. Umiyu, I yoim rishin davke, if we will assume that davke the first day is also, Al kolchacha hodahu. So then you'll have to say, if it's kosher the rest of sukkahs, you have to say that it's hodah. Bloy mifsel elamishum the choshev kechosa. And the whole psul of chazazis is because of chosa. Bloy mistava klal. So Taisha says that is not mistava at all to say that the psul is alts chosa, that a chazozis is posel alts chosa. So Bekevege asks him, what is Taisva saying? It's not mistava. If the Yerushalmi says it's posel the first day, so it's al koch, it's only posel alts chosa, it's not posel alts chosa. What is Taisva? I mean, Yerushalmi shteifach hazai, what's pshat in Taisva? So Rabbi Kivega says as follows, that's not mispava, that it's Chazozis is posel al tzchosa. Chazozis is ich a posel al tzoda. No, the Rishalmi b'chlal doesn't hold of this kaposik fetoni. The Rishalmi holds that hoda is also only posel the first day. That's what the Rishalmi holds. So maybe the Rishalmi says Chazozis is also only posel the first day. But our Gemara that holds kaposik v'toni, whatever kaposik v'toni means, so therefore hoder is posel kol shive. So then we're back to the kasha. So memele. So according to Bavli, so mamonashech kaposik v'toni means dumiyah dehodo. Over so thereby chosa you also have dumiyah dehodo, dumiyah dechazozes. Yesh loima. So Taisa says as follows, Rab Chanina Lesle Hai Kaposik Betoni. This, whatever Kaposik Betoni Taka means, it says Stam, that the Tana did not elaborate on the Psul, so why says it's Pusul Koshi. Rab Chanina, in Enechanami, according to Agamore, Chos is also Pusul Koshi. Rab Chanina, that holds Chos is Koshi, doesn't hold that it's Kaposik Betoni. K'may Shmuel de Shmaiten, the book he must listen to Gozal b'yontav Rishon, k'machsha b'yontav Sheni. Sein l'chanami, there's a machloikis if you say k'posik v'tomi. Inami, another teretz bereishah, the Mishnah shayich l'dagdek, v'detoni stam v'loy maflik. That means, the Mishnah starts off, luluf hayovish posel, and it doesn't say when, what, where. So by stories, it's posel kol shiv. Avol kulu achine, the other Mishnah is, it could be that I only puzzled the first day. Why wasn't he more specific? I did the loy maflik bereisha, but since the reisha started off with the loshen sosum, is loy maflik besefer b'shein advor of stam, afal pishi yesh l'chalak, even though in the halachas which I learned in the sefer, there is a difference.